Good evening. This is the 7 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaac. Isaac continues to approach South Florida. At this hour, the center is located just off the coast of Cuba. It is moving towards the northwest at about 21 miles per hour. Maximum winds are about 60 miles per hour, and while the winds aren't exceptionally strong at this time, the circulation of surface winds is very large, and also in this area is a very large area of rainfall, all of which is going to be moving towards the northwest over the next day or so. So on our forecast path, we see that the center of Isaac will emerge from the north coast of Cuba. And as it does, it will find itself in an area that's more likely for intensification. And as the center passes near or over the Florida Keys, about 24 hours from now, we expect that Isaac will probably be a hurricane. Continued strengthening to a final landfall likely late Tuesday on the North Gulf Coast. Several concerns from Isaac. One is storm surge. We show here the southern part of the Florida Peninsula, the Florida Keys. The areas in blue here have a risk of 1 to 3 feet of storm surge. And in some areas, that will be higher. There's a chance of 5 to 7 feet of storm surge on the southwest coast of Florida. That's significant and a major risk. And 3 to 5 feet in the Tampa area. We also expect rainfall 4 to 8 inches, locally higher amounts in South Florida. And the conditions in South Florida will deteriorate beginning tomorrow morning. And then worst of the weather would be occurring in the evening hours to overnight Sunday. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.